Very much appreciated. And today, coming to the shiur, I was talking to Jack Dykman, so I told him what you wrote there about dipping the moitzi in the soul. So I told him that you told us this a long time ago, that everybody is under the impression that you're talking with a kol kol baruch hu timcha le'melech. But actually, it is not. It is something else.
So I
told him that today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week we just started the beginning of Seita Dabdeis Amid Aleph. So we just mentioned that there are two types of Seita. There's a Seita Vadai and a Seita Safek. That's the Lashon HaGemara in Yevamos. A Seita Vadai means if you know for sure that the woman is an Eshes Ish, she's Inso. So you don't bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink Mayim HaMarim. It's a Vadai Eshes Ish, she's Inso. So she's Asur Al Bailo. Kishem Shasur Al Abal, Kach Asur Al Abal. And here the Mesichta, the beginning, is going to talk about a Seita Safek. If the husband is Choshed his wife's business.
What do you call this a Seita?
What do you call that? She was involved
already. Why does
he
have to term something
like
that?
That's the Loshan HaGemara, Seita Vadai. Seita Me'isha Kisister. She goes away from her husband to someone else. So a Seita Vadai is an Eisha Sisha Zinsa. And a Seita Safek, that's the one in the Parsha in Chumash, that the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Mayim HaMarim, and the Torah promises Anes L'Doiris, that if she's guilty she'll get sick and she'll die, and if she's innocent nothing will happen, and there's no reason that she should get sick because there's no poison in the Mayim HaMarim. You just mix in a little sand. It doesn't taste good, but it's not poisonous. So the Mishnah and the Gemara have a big machlekes hatanoim. When the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, he says that he warned his wife, Al tisteri mishplaini, his chashed of biznus, and then later on she was misachet with that person, she had stira. And what if she says it's not true? She says the whole thing is a nois getrachta maisa, he never warned her and she never had any stira. So when the husband wants to bring his wife, do you need edim? Do you need one edim? Do you need two edim? How many edim do you need? So that's a three-way machlekes hatanoim. So the Mishnah has two of the shitas, and the Gemara is going to have the third shita on Amid Beis. So the Mishnah starts off, Hamakane, you have kinui ustira. So the kinui means the hasura, that the husband warns his wife she shouldn't be misyached with so-and-so. He has to single out who the individual person is, because he's choshed her biznus. If he's choshed that she's doing other things, kissing, hugging, anything other than actual znus, then it doesn't have a din of Saita. That's not called a kinui. That's how the Gemara is going to say. It's only called a hasra kinui if he's choshed her biznus. So the Mishnah has, Amikane le'ishta, he warns his wife, she shouldn't be misyachet with someone. Rablezer, Amikane la'pishnaim, you have to have two edim who will testify later on. When he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, he's not neman al yidei atzmo. If the wife will deny it, he has no right to be mashkeher. You have to have two edim who will testify that he warned her. Umashka piedechar al piatzmo. But then when he says she had stira, when he says she was misyachid with that person, so that's sufficient if you have edechod, it says that there was stira, or even if the husband says on his own, al piatzmo, the husband says. Rabbi Shua disagrees with Reb Lezer. You have very often machlegs Reb Lezer, Rabbi Shua. So we rarely pass him like Reb Lezer. The Gemara says Reb Lezer shamutehu. Reb Lezer was from the Beis Shammai. Even though he was Reb Lezer HaGadol, he was much greater than many of the other Tanaim, but still, we rarely pass like Reb Lezer.
Like a mayor, don't
you? Like a mayor. A mayor, yeah, also. Very great. Right? So Rabbi Shua disagrees with Reb Lezer. He says, Mekana la pishnaim, a mashkal pishnaim. You have to have two edim who say that the husband was masra, his wife, al tisteri mishploini. And then you have to have two edim who say, mashka means the stira. You have to have two edim who testify that the wife was miyasiached with that person that the husband warned her about. And if you don't have two edim on the kinah, two edim on the stira, then you cannot be mashka. They have to say that they saw go in together with that person into a private room. Then the Gemara has a third opinion on Amid Beis. Where is it? Here on this, on the third wide line. On the third wide line on base on base, the Gemara says Masnisen, the Loiki Haitana. The Mishnah quotes are Blaise and Rabbi Shu, only two opinions. The Mishnah is against the following Tana. The Tanya, there's a Tosefta that quotes a third opinion from a Tana. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai, Mishim, Rabbi Leizer, the Mishnah quotes one version of Rabbi Leizer. And the Braisa quotes a different version of Rabbi Leizer. And the Kana Liishtoi, the Kana Alpi Adechor, Alpi Yatzma, Mashkel, Alpi Shnaim. Punkt Faket from the way it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah quotes, according to Rabbi Leizer, Mikana Alpi Shnaim, Mashkel, Alpi Adechor. So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudai says in the name of Rabbi Leizer, Punkt Faket, that the Kinri can be his Neman Ali De Yatzma. But for the Stira, in each Neyedim. That's what the Beis Alevi learned in Valozhin when he was a young man. So he was very friendly with what was his name? The Rovin Lodge, Rebellia Meisels. Rebellia Meisels. Rebellia Meir Meisels. I forgot his name. No. Forgot it. Rebellia Meisels. So Rebellia Meisel sent to Shaila, and later on they kept up their friendship even years later when each one went his own direction. So Rebellia Meisel used to have a lot of Rabbanim, a lot of Mishalachim would come to his home, and some of them he didn't like. Not Mechuyif to like everybody. So there was one Rav whom he couldn't stand. So one day he had to go away from his home, and he told his wife, if that Nudnik comes, don't let him in the house. He wasn't choshed his wife biznus. He didn't like him. So he said, if he comes, don't give him any kibbutz, don't let him in the house. There was no Issa Yichud because Baila Ba'ir, if the husband is in town, there's no Issa Yichud. The husband was in town, he was taking care of Tzorchei Tzibur. So that Pliny came, that Rav came, and the wife was embarrassed to say, my husband doesn't permit me to let you into the house. So she let him in the house, she gave him coffee and cake, whatever, and then he left. And then when the husband came home, Rabbi Elie Meisels came home, so she told him that Rav came, and I was embarrassed to throw him out, so I let him stay. So he was all worried, maybe she has a din of Saita. Because he wondered, don't allow Pliny to come into the house. And then Pliny came in, but there were no Edim. So he was clearing the Shaila, that's what he sent to Shaila to the Beis HaLevi. He was clearing the Shaila, when you get married, so you have to give the Kesed Kedushin in the presence of two Edim. And if the husband and the wife both say, on their own, he gave me a ring, but there were no Edim. So the din is that there's no Kiddushin. There is no Kiddushin. That's what we call Edis Lekiyam Adover. If there are no Edim watching, when the Chosin gives over the ring, so the Kiddushin is not Chal, even though who Moida v'hi Moida. The boy and the girl, they both say that he was Mekadosher, the din is the Kiddushin doesn't take effect. We do the same by Get also. We have to have Edim when the Get is given. The Gemara learns that from a Pasuk, that Adover should be Yerba, Get Mekiddushin require Edis, what we call Edis Lekim Adova. So that was the Shaila that Rebellia Meisels asked the Beis HaLevi, sent him the Shaila. The two Edim that are needed for the Kinui, and let's say we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, that you need two Edim for the Kinui and two Edim for the Stira. Is that Edis Lekim Adova? That if there are no Edim watching at all, the Kinui is Nishkin Kinui and the Stira is Nishkin Stira, it doesn't amount, doesn't matter at all? Or do you say no? It is a Kinui, it is a Stira, but it's Edis Lebir Adova. Let's say a man dies, a married couple, and the man dies, so the wife is permitted to remarry. So do you need two Edim to watch the way he dies? What if he died, there was nobody watching? Nobody died, then you find a dead body. So you're going to say, the wife is Asura Lehinase, because you don't have Edis Lekim Adova. There's some things you don't need Edis Lekim Adova. Misa Sabal, you don't need Edis Lekim Adova.
This whole story is based on her testimony,
right? Right. No, she didn't do any Avera. No, she didn't do an Avera. She Baila Ba'ir, there's no Issa Yichud. Why not? She said, if she says I did an Avera, so we don't accept her. Okay. She doesn't, the wife doesn't always have to listen to every Mishagas that the husband has to say. Husband says, don't let him in, I don't like him. The wife says, I do want to let him in. Not mechuyif to listen to the husband. The shaila was, is it kinui yestira? So the Beis HaLevi has a suggestion to distinguish between the two. He wants to say that the two Edim, according to Rabbi Shua, you need two Edim for kinui, you need two Edim for stira. That's in the Mishnah. So the Beis HaLevi thought the two Eidim for the Kino, that's Eidus L'Kiyum HaDovar. If the husband warns his wife not in the presence of witnesses, then it's a Shvacha HaSror, then it's a weaker Kino. The Kino has to be in the presence of two Eidim, otherwise it doesn't count. The Stira, the requirement for two Eidus for Stira, that's only the Bira HaDovar. This was his suggestion, and it was based on a tshuva of the Shagasariyeh. And the regular Shagasari, they have all the tshuvas. Shagasari has tshuvas about Kriya Shema, about davening, about the benching. Leichte Zachen, Orachaim Dike Zachen. Then at the end, there are two tshuvas that were written by the Shagasari that were published in other svarim. So they put them into the back of the Shagasari because they were authored they were written by the same author. So one of those tshuvas, he discusses a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi distinguishes between Eide Kinui and Eide Stira with respect to Eides Miuchedes. Eides Miuchedes is like this. Eides Miuchedes is when you need two Eidim, and you have two Eidim, but they're not testifying about the same thing. Let's say, I say you owe me $100, and you say, prove it. So I say, well, last week I lent you $100, and this week you crashed into my car, you made a damage $100. I really want $200. I want $100 for the halva that I lent you last week, and I want $100 for the hezek that you caused me. So you say, bring aidim. So I can only produce one aid on the halva and one aid on the crash, on the hezek. So that's called aidis mecheres, aid echad on this and aid echad on that. So the Gemara learns out from Psukim, the Gemara Makkos learns out there's a difference between mominus and nefashis. The Eidus Mecheres is kosher b'dini mominus. Eidus Mecheres is not acceptable by nefashis. By nefashis, not only is it not acceptable, one Eid is going to say he was Mechal Shabbos on Parshas Noyach, and one Eid is going to testify he was Mechal Shabbos on Parshas Lech Lecha. Not only is that not acceptable, even if they're both talking about the same Chil Shabbos at the same time, the same Shabbos, but the Eidim were looking out of the window from two different windows, and the Eidim were not Rayim Zezeh. So the Mishnah says that's also Toig Eichid Nisht. It says in the Pasuk, Al Pishnayim Eidim Al Pishloish Eidim Yumas Ameis Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echot. So the Gemara asks in the end of the first Perek in Makkos, it says you need Al Pishnayim Al Shloish Eidim Yumas Ameis, you need two or three Eidim. So obviously Eid Echot is no good. So why does it have to say Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echot? Echot is less than two or three, so it's no good. So the Gemara says Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echot means Echot Echot. Even if you have two Eidim, but they're single. Eid Echad Roim Mechal and Zeh, Eid Echad Roim Mechal and Zeh, Ein Shnei Eidim Roim Zeh Zeh. That's called Eidus Mecheres. So that's what the Pasuk says, Lo Yumas, you can't administer Din in the Fashis. Lo Yumas Al Pi Eid Echad, you can't give an Oynish Din in the Fashis based on Eidus Mecheres. But to be Moitzi Momen, you can. And then the Gemara says, not only Moitzi Momen, you can, if the two Eidim are watching the same Halvor from two different windows, even if they're talking about a halvo achar halvo, even a halvo achar hezek, two totally different incidents. And I claim that you owe me $200, $100 from that incident, $100 from this incident. I can only come up with eid echad at that and eid echad on this. So that's by mominus it is good. Yeah.
No.
You have to aid him. That pasuk that ends off lo yumas al piyeda, they're two different psukim. One says al pishnai made him al pishnai shadim yumas hameis lo yumas al piyeda echad. So the Gemara says, what do you need lo yumas al piyeda echad? So shteitach shen, you need two or three. So it means echad echad, single aid him, even though it adds up to two. By mominus it doesn't conclude like that. Just says al pishnai aid him al pishnai shadim yakum davar. Period. It never ends off lo yakum davar al piyeda echad. So Eidus Mecheres and Mashma from the Psukim, Eidus Mecheres is good by moment. So the Yerushalmi has a discussion, what should the din be by Kino Estira? The husband warned his wife once. He says, I'm choshed, you're having znus with Pliny, al tistiri mish Pliny. So he said it once in the presence of one aid. Then a week later he says it in the presence of a different aid. But it wasn't Bevasacha, so the two aidim were not there at the same time. It was Bezachazeh. Or what would the din be? Let's say we pass on like Rabbi Shua. You need two Eidim for the kinyan, you need two Eidim for the stira. So what's a din? If the woman violated the instructions of the husband, she had yichud, she did stira with the person that the husband is choshed her biznus at two different times. Once she did stira with that pliny, with that shady character in the presence of one Eid Echad. On the other occasion, she did stira with the same person in the presence of a different Eid Echad. With Eidis Mecheres, the way we paskin, Eidis Mecheres is good in Mamanis, but it's no good in Nefashis. What would the din be by Kina Stira? So the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says something about it. What did the Yerushalmi say about it? So the Yerushalmi has a stira. Yerushalmi has one brice that says that it is good, one brice says that it's no good. Now how do you make sense of this? So the Vilna Goyen also is entitled to his opinion. The Vilna Goyen was a contemporary of the Shagazari. So the Vilna Goyen says that the two brices in the Yerushalmi that seem to contradict each other is an alte machlekes hatanoim, whether Eiris Mecheres is good in Mamanis. It's a machlekes, whether halvoa acha halvoa mitztarfim. So the one brice that says that it is mitztarfim goes like the Tane, that in Dini Mamanis halvoa acha halvoa mitztarfim. Eirechud testifies on one halvoa, the Eirechud testifies on the Hezek or the other halvoa, or whatever it is. So the way we paskin in Mamanis, it's mitztarf, so here it would also be mitztarf. And the other brisa that says that it's not mitztarfim, that's according to the other Tanaim, who hold that Eiris Mecheres is not acceptable by Mamanis. That's how the Vilna Gaon says. So the Shagazari thinks that that's not correct. He doesn't refer you to the Bi'ur Agro. They were contemporary. He didn't have the Bi'ur Agro. He says he doesn't think that it's a machloikis between the two brises. The brises are coming to distinguish, if you read carefully, the Yerushalmi, one brise is talking about kinui, one brise is talking about stira. So the way it's printed in the Yerushalmi, it says that by kinui, it can be bizach hazeh, and by stira, you have to have the two edim of asachas. So the Shagazai thinks that that doesn't make any sense. He thinks you have to correct the girsa, it should say fakert, and now it makes sense. Why? If your magia should say fakert, now it makes sense. Why? So he says, a mashal in Shulchan Aruch, they talk about this din. Let's say a boy gives the girl a ring, and he says, harei mekudeshesli, and then no edim. So the din is, and it's not mekudesh. Even though huve he, a moedim, the boy and the girl, they both say, he was mekadesher, you need edis l'kim adover, it's not chal. What if the boy gave the girl a ring in the presence of one aid one day, and then he gives her a different ring next week in the presence of a different aid echad? Is that mitztarfim or not? You're talking about aidis mi'echedis, but where you need aidis l'kim adover. If without the aidim, it's not chal. So that's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. So the Vilna Gaon says, why not? Why shouldn't aidis mi'echedis? It's not din nefashis. The only time aidis mi'echedis is not acceptable is din nefashis. About the
two different mice.
So the Vilna Gaon doesn't see why it's a problem. So you think that it is a problem. So that's the Shagazari holds like you. Okay. So the Shagazari says like you. He says, Eidis Lekim Adova. How can it be good? Eidis Mecheres. That zero and zero is zero. If you say Mekadosh and Isha without Eidis is nothing. And you need Dafke to Eidim, says Mekadosh, in the presence of Eid Echad is zero. Mekadosh a second time, but the difference.
Eidim only works with it on the same item.
On the same item.
No, no, no. It works on different mice also.
Two different
mice. Two different mice. Halvo Acher Halvo. Halvo Acher Hezek.
He gave it $100 on Monday.
He said he was Mazikim. It was Mazikim $100 on Tuesday. So even Eid Echad is made on a Halvo. And Eid Echad is made on a Hesek, it's also mitztarfim. If they both say he owes him $100, so you have two Eidim that he owes $100. So the Vilna Gaon doesn't see that there should be a difference between Eidis L'kim Adover and Eidis L'bir Adover. If Eid Echad with an Eid Echad, I'm mitztarfim, so it's good by Kiddushin also. And the Shagazari thinks it doesn't make sense. Shagazari says, like you said, zero and zero is zero. He would not require a divorce. No. He says the marriage never took effect in the first place. You need Eidis L'kim Adover. If there's no Eidim, so there's nothing to discuss. So the Shagasari has this Yerushalmi, and he thinks the Yerushalmi is a toy cipher. He thinks it should say the reverse from the way it's printed in the normal edition. So he thinks what it's supposed to say is, if you need two Eidim for Kinui, that's Eidis L'kim Adover. The hasra of the husband that he gives his wife only has the status of hasra if he says it in the presence of two Eidim. If he says it in the presence of an Eid Echad, that's not serious enough. You have to have two Eidim and then it should be a serious hasra. So even if he said it, the hasra, once in the presence of one Eid Echad, and a second time in the presence of another Eid Echad, since you need Eidis L'kim Adover, by the hasra, by the kinui, so they couldn't be mitzdarfim like by Kiddushin. Eres mecheres, but not be mitzdarfu. But by the stira, that's not lekiyam adover. If the woman was misyachid with the man, she really becomes asur al baila. The only thing is, how can you prove it? So you have to have two edim for adover should be erva lebira adover to prove it. So if you have edechod on one stira, edechod on another stira, then it would be mitzdarfu. So this is what the Beis Halevi sends him back. Beis Halevi sends him back a response. The two tshuvas, one after the other. So it has a whole arichas with the Shagasari, with the Yerushalmi, with the Hagor. Everything should say the reverse. And he says, since over here there were no Edim at the time that the husband was Mekane Lishto, when he was Master of the wife, Artistri Mishplaini, so the woman doesn't become Asurel Bail. Then the last paragraph in the second tshuva, the two tshuvas one after the last paragraph in the second tshuva, he writes, but of course the whole topic is irrelevant if the husband is not choshed his wife biznus. He just said, don't let him in, I don't like him. I don't want him to eat my cookies. I don't want him to drink a coffee from my cup. I don't like the man. He's a nudnik or whatever. So he says if he was never choshed the wife biznus, so there's nothing to discuss. But he wrote a whole pilpul because Rabbel Yechaim Meisel's raised the shaila. He thought that it's a problem, and he only wanted to know what's the din, whether the edim alikim adover or the bir adover. So the Beis Halevi wrote a whole pilpul. He sides with he agrees with this shagasari. But then at the end he writes the shaila is nishken shaila. The husband was never choshed the wife biznus. You look in the Rashi. From Rashi it sounds like that. Rashi writes here, the Rashi and the Mishnah, the second Rashi, Mekani la pishnayim, in bo la hashkoisa, if the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants her to drink my mamorim, tzorch lo havi shnei eidim, shom ala bifnehem, al tistri imo.
No znus.
Yeah. Vim lo kina la bifnei shnayim, eina neseris ala bistirasa. Nothing happened, eina neseris. He doesn't say he can't prove that she has to drink the my mamorim. He says, "Ain't an aseris." It doesn't get off the ground. Sounds from the Rashi that it's edus l'kiyam adover, like the Shagasariya said. Anyway, that's the three-way machlokes hatanaim. Reb Lezer says, "Mikanei la pishnayim, the hasra, the kinui has to be in the presence of two edim, and the stira that's going to lead up to the hashkoa, to the drinking of the mayim amarim. The stira can be al piatzmo or al piedechod. You don't need two edim for that." The Gemara is going to say everything is based on psukim. Rabbi Shua requires two edim for both. Mekana la pishnayim, mashke al pishnayim. You want to be mashke, the man wants to be mashke his wife, the maima marim. You have to have two edim on the kinu and two edim on the steer. Otherwise, the kohanim and the beis hamikdash will not be mashke her. And the Tana in the Gemara quotes a different verb. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda has a different version of what Rabbi Lezer said. Punkt faker. The kino does not need to aid him, but the stira does need to aid him. These are the three shittas. Then the Mishnah continues. Kate said, "Mekane lo." What do you mean? He's mekane, and then later on she becomes neseris olov. If it was kine lo in istira, then the husband is not allowed to live with his wife until he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash and she drinks the Mai Mamarim. It's an Iser. If you know Bevadai that the woman was Mizana, that's a Saita Vadai, then the Gemara says that there's a Lav. The Pasuk says that if a man divorced his wife and she married someone else and then he wants to remarry her, that's an Iser Machzi Grushasa. So the Pasuk says, Lo Yuchel Bailo Harishan Asher Shilcha Loshu V'Lekachta Acharei Asher Hu Tamor. The first husband who divorced his wife is not allowed to take her back to remarry her if she remarried someone else in between. If the man divorced his wife and she was mizana with someone, and then the first husband wants to marry her back, if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to marry his wife, she's a grusha. But if he's not a kohen, so just because you divorce your wife, it doesn't make it impossible to remarry her. It's only a prohibition on machzik grushasai if she married someone else in between. So the Lashon HaPasuk is very strange. It says, L'yuchel b'aylo harishon, the first husband, L'yuchel b'aylo harishon, L'osho b'lekachto, Acharei Asher Hu Tamo'o. What does that mean? Acharei Asher Hu Tamo'o. Because she was mezana. Hu Tamo'o usually means the woman was mezana. Here by Soita it says, V'nitmo, three times. V'nitmo, v'nitmo. She did something wrong. What did she do that was wrong over here? A husband divorces his wife. She looks for another shidduch. She marries someone else. Second husband dies or he divorces her. So what's Hu Tamo'o? What did she do that was wrong? She wanted to marry someone else. So how can the Lashon HaPasik say, what did she do that was wrong? So one Tana, the Gemara quotes a Tana by the name Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur, very rarely mentioned in the Gemara. So one Tana says that the Dina Machsa Gerushasa only applies Minan Nisuin. If I divorced my wife and she married someone else and she had Nisuin with the second husband and she was living with him, and then he dies or he divorces her, so that's Achri Asher Tamor, because she was living with the second husband. What if the first husband divorces his wife and she gets Kiddushin with someone else, and then the husband dies or gives her a get before they even had Nisuin? She never lived with it, so there's no Hutamor. So one Tana says, Rabbi Yosef Ben Kippur says in Yevamos, and Daf Yud Aleph, Achri Asher Tamor means only Machzik Gerushasim in Anisuin is like it. If she only had Erisim with the second husband, there's no Isim Machzik Gerushasim. But we don't paskin like that. We paskin even if the first husband divorced her, she only had Kiddushin, Erisim, with the second husband. She never had Nisuin. Still, if the second husband dies or divorces her, the first husband is not permitted to remarry her. So how do you read the phrase Achri Asher Hutamor? So the Gemara says you read the pasuk as if there's a semicolon there. And also Achri Asher Hutamor, that a man is not allowed to live with his wife after she was insa. So that's a lav. Lo yuchel by lakachta Achri Asher Hutamor. So if the woman, if we have established that a nation's ish was vadai mizana, you have Adam. You have Adam, and the husband knows, he walks in the middle, he catches in the middle, and he knows that she was insa. So that's an isa lav, that the husband is not allowed to live with his wife. The children will not be mamzerim, if he lives with the wife, they won't be mamzerim, but it's an isa lav. But if it's only a saita safik, he doesn't really know bevados that the wife was mizana. Just there was kini love in istara, and she's swearing up and down that she's innocent. She didn't do anything wrong. But nonetheless, the pasuk says v'nitmo. V'nitmo means an iser esay. The husband is not allowed to live with his wife until he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they drink, and she drinks the Mayim Amorim. Bizman shein Beis HaMikdash kayim. So he created an iser that doesn't lend itself to a heta. So let's say bizman is there. The husband warns his wife, I'm choshed that you're having znus with pliny, al tistiri mish pliny. Then she goes ahead and she has the stir with ish pliny. So she becomes asur al bail, and there's no way to be matarit. The only kula you'll have is if the kinui is not in the presence of two Edim. So the Beis HaLevi quotes in Shagazari that it's Edis Lekiyam Adov.
Why does the kinui, how do you learn it from the pasuk? The kinui has to be about a specific person, because if you look later in the parsha, when the Kohen speaks to the woman, he said that if you never had relations with anyone, it's
yeah.
So it looks like even if she had relations with someone other than Mr. X, who the husband gave us, Where do we get that limud that it has to be a specific?
The Mishnah understands that when the Kohen makes the woman take the Shvuah, she was never Mizana, not with this person, not with another man, that's a din of Gilgul Shvuah. But the Ikar Shvuah only really is on this man. The man with whom the husband was Choshed her. She had Kinui and Stira with that man, so then she becomes Asur al Baila. The Ikar Shvuah really is that she was not Mizana with that person. But once you have her in a hole that she has to swear, the Kohen is mechayv her that she has to swear she lo zinsa imish pliny. So then, mitam gilgul shvur with megagal alea that she was never mizana with anybody else either.
If the husband is just chayshet stam, you don't get to the whole parsha, and nobody specific, you don't get to the whole parsha.
No, the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. It has to be chayshet her biznos with a specific person. We mentioned last week, what if he's chayshet her biznos from her father or from her brother? The din is that there's no Issa Yichud. A father and a daughter, a brother and a sister, there is no Issa Yichud. So even though the woman hasn't violated an Issa Yichud, but she'll still become Asur al Baila. If the husband is Choshed her and he's Masra her, and then she has Stira. Stira is not the same as Issa Yichud. That's what he mentioned last time. Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachmir. With her own father, with her own brother, there's no Issa Yichud, but it still will be Stira if the husband was Masra her. And on the other hand, let's say at the end of the day in the work, in the office, everybody leaves. 100 people work in the office. 98 people leave. And this man and this woman are left there by themselves for an extra hour. So they have violated Yichud. That's a Nisa Yichud, but it's not called Stir. Stir, the Paskim says Stir is only if they went into the room together. Otherwise, even though they violated the Isra of Yichud, it's not called Stir. That doesn't Asa Labali. You have to have Kinui. So the Mishnah says, Ketzad Mikanilo, exactly what happens when the husband warns the wife, his mekane lishta, his masra, the wife, oimala b'fnei shnayim, he has to say in the presence of two edim, al tedabri imish plaini, I don't want you to talk to so and so, v'dibri imoy. So the Mishnah says, "Das a garnished." Adain him meteris lebeis and meteris lechol betruma. When a woman becomes a saita asura al baila, a saita safe, she's asura. So there are three isurim. She's asura lebal and asura leboil. We don't know if he is a boil. We don't know if she was mezana with him. But still, if she never drinks the maim amarim and the husband divorces her, she's not allowed to marry that man, because it says three times in the parsha and chumash of saita safe, the word vinitma appears three times. So the Mishnah here, and the Mishnah later also says, Rashi quotes, "Kedi afina lekamon daf chavches." Rashi quotes the Mishnah from later. It says three times shlosha v'nitma amurim meparsha. It says three times v'nitma. So the Gemara understands echad lebal v'echad leboil v'echad letruma. If the woman had kino yistira, the husband was warning his wife, Altistri mishplani, not altidabri mishplani. Altidabri is garnish.
Garnish, yeah.
If he says altistri mishplani, she shouldn't be alone with him. And vinistran, she did have stira, so then she becomes asura. The husband is not allowed to remain with his wife until he gives her my mamarim. And his banazad is not my mamarim, so they have to get divorced. If she drinks the my mamarim and she survives, and the husband wants to divorce her, she's allowed to marry the man. Because she drank the maim amarim, that's assumed to be a perfect raya. The Torah promises a nes that the maim amarim is a hechacha, is a bira gomer. But if she never gets to drink the maim amarim, even if the husband dies or the husband divorces, she's not allowed to marry this man. We don't know that she had an affair with him. Still, that's the pasuk v'nitma. V'nitma, she's asura al baila. V'nitma, she's asura to the boil, even though he's only a suffic boil. And the third v'nitma means that she's never allowed to eat truma again. If she drinks the maim amarim, she comes out that she's innocent, nothing happened, and that's the Torah promises, that's a birur. So then she is allowed to eat truma. Let's say her husband is a kohen, or the husband divorces her, the husband dies, and she's a bas kohen. So she's allowed to eat truma mibeis aviha. So if she drank the maim amarim and it turns out she's innocent, so she can invite to continue to eat truma. But if she never got to drink the maim amarim, so the third word vinitma, the third time that it says vinitma means asura le truma. That the din is an ashes isha zinsa is called a zaina, and a zaina is not only not permitted to marry a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha zaina b'chalalu. So zaina, one example of a zaina is an ashes isha zinsa. So not only is a zaina forbidden to marry a kohen, a zaina is forbidden to eat truma. A grusha is not allowed to marry a kohen, but she's allowed to eat truma. Let's say a girl is a kohenes and she married a kohen, if she married a zar, it doesn't make a difference. Then the husband divorces her, the husband dies, so she's an almana or a grusha. So she was originally a bas kohen, so she's allowed to eat truma, unless she has children from a non kohen, then she's not allowed to eat truma. But if she has no children from the non kohen, the husband dies or the husband divorces her, so she's a bas kohen, she can eat truma. But if she was vinitma, if she's a saita safek, so if she never drank the maim amarim, she's asura lechol betruma. You have to have the birur of the maim amarim to permit her to eat truma. So that's what the Mishnah says. If he warns, al tedabri imish plani, don't talk to plani.
It's nothing.
And she spoke to him, adain him ataris lebezim, ataris lecha betruma, none of the dinim of saita said in. But if he warns her, al tisteri imish plani, you shouldn't be alone with him, and nichna se'im lebez haseser, and they had stira, that's yichud, more than yichud, v'shoser. And how long did they have to have yichud? Let's say they were together in the room for half a minute. So how much of an avera can you do in half a minute? So it says, v'shasim k'dei tuma. She stayed in this room with the person with whom the husband has chashed her for a few minutes, long enough that she should possibly sin with the man. Then the din is, asur lebeis, asur lechol betruma. She's not allowed to stay with her husband. Husband has to divorce her, unless he brings her to the beis hamikdash and she drinks the maim amarim. Asur lechol betruma. Then the Mishnah ends off. This is a peladik din v'meis choletzes v'lo misyabemes. The din is that if a woman is married and the husband dies and there are no children, then the wife needs either yibum or chalitza. So you have sometimes a case where the brother-in-law, the surviving brother, is not permitted to perform yibum, but he has to do chalitza. Let's say, for example, a kohen. A kohen is married to a woman for many years and they have no children, and the Kohen dies, and his brother happens to be a Kohen Gadol. The surviving brother happens to be a Kohen Gadol. So Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Almana. He has to marry a Psula. So we wouldn't permit the Kohen Gadol to do Yibum, because it's an Iser. But she's still Zkuka Liyavam. The Zika, Zika means she's not allowed to marry anybody else unless she has Chalitza from the surviving brother. Or let's say,
but if you would marry this one, and he has at home, he has her sister as a.
Or let's say if you have two brothers married to two sisters.
Yeah.
Two brothers married to two sisters. So one brother dies, so the surviving brother is not permitted to do yibum because it's achos ishtoi. He doesn't have to do chalitza either. Because since Achos Ishtoi is an Issa Kares, so that's the first Mishnah in Yevamos. If it's an Issa Kares, we apply the rule Kol She'en Oyla L'Yibein, En Oyla L'Chalitza. Just like En Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chavi Krisis, if a man gives a ring to his sister-in-law, to his wife's sister, and he says, Arei Mekudeshes L'Issa D'Kiddushin Anat Tovsin, it's an Issa Kares, so the same over here. He's not Mekadosher, but if my brother dies and he leaves an almana, and that almana is my wife's sister,
so you
can't have any issues at all. So there's no zik at all. In that case, there's no chalitza, there's no yibum. But over here, in this case, the surviving, there are cases where the woman is oyla l'chalitza and she's not oyla l'yibum. Let's say if the surviving brother is a kain gadol, so he's not allowed to do yibum, but he can. But there is issues if the kain gadol would marry an almana. If the kain gadol would give a kass of kiddushin, he'd give a ring to almana. He's not allowed to. But the rule is kiddushin atovsin mechavi lavin, and kiddushin atovsin mechavi krisis. If I give a ring to an eshesish and I say she's married to someone else, I say hariat mukudashesli, so she doesn't need to get from me the kiddushin atovsin. I give a ring to my daughter, to my sister, to my mother, to my sister-in-law, to my wife's sister, and kiddushin atovsin mechavi krisis. The kiddushin anatchal. So whenever the kiddushin cannot be chal, so you can't have zika. If the two brothers married to two sisters and one brother dies, leaving no children, so they can't be zika, they can't be an issues, zika issues between the almana, the yavama, and the yavam. It's a chavi krisis. A chavi krisis, there's no zika, there's no issues at all. So there you don't need any chalitza. But over here, let's say the case by the kohen gadol, the surviving brother is a kohen gadol. If a kohen gadol would give a ring to an almana, if a kohen hedyot gives a ring to a grusha, and he says hariat mekudeshes li, so the kedushin would be tovsin. He's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get, but you need a get. You don't say en kedushin tovsin mechayv yelavin. Then his kedushin not tovsin mechayv yelavin. So therefore, there would be zika. So you would need chalitza. So here the Mishnah has a chiddush. When a woman becomes a saita, she only becomes asura lebal or leboil or letruma. There are three times the word shalosh pamim. It says three times vinitma, vinitma, vinitma. So the Mishnah assumes echad lebal, vechad leboil, vechad letruma. Let's say the man is married to a woman and turns out she's eshesish, she's inso bevadai. So he has to divorce her. Is she allowed to marry someone else? Because in the head she can marry anybody she wants. She can't marry the boil. She's not allowed to marry the boy. Anybody else in the world can marry her. Maybe you have to be stupid that you want to marry her. If she was mizana under the first husband, she may be mizana by the second husband also. So it's not so intelligent, not so smart that a normal person with a normal
first can't take her back.
Not allowed to, right? If she's Zosu a soita, yeah, zasa forever, right? Right. But if the woman became a soita vada, she's only asura to the baal and asura to the boil. She can marry anybody else. So what over here? The woman became a soita sofik. Soita sofik also. She's only asura to the husband until she drinks by mamorim, and asura to the man whom the husband is kashid her. We'll call him the boil. But anybody else, she's allowed to marry. So the Mishnah says if the husband dies, the yavam, the surviving brother, is not allowed to do yibum. Why he's not allowed to do yibum? He's not the baal and he's not the boil. He's a stranger.
He's taking the place of the baal.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara is going to prove from Sukkim. The Gemara is going to explain that the din in the Mishnah is a chiddush. That the issues of the husband, when the husband dies, the issues of the baal carries over to the yavam, to his brother, to his surviving brother. So if the woman was a soita, the issues that she had with her husband was an incomplete issues. That's what it means, v'nitma. V'nitma means that the ishus is incomplete. Vadai soita is a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold you don't even need chalitza. We don't paskin like that. We paskin you do need chalitza, because if the woman would be vadai mezana, you would need a get. If the husband wants to get rid of her, you would need a get. That means that there is issues. So if the husband dies, there was a partial issues. The fact that she was vadai mezana breaks part of the issues. That's what the pasuk says v'nitmo. There is zika. Since there was a partial issue, so there will be a partial zika.
The husband can't live with her until she speaks her mind off.
Right.
Meanwhile, he dies. Okay, she's still a suffix seita.
So the seita is only asura to the baal and to the baal. Everybody else in the world can marry the seita, except for the yavam.
Why?
Oh, so that's what you just explained.
Why can't she go through the process of drinking the mayim and try to clear it up?
Yes, so the Mishnah says it doesn't work. You have to have the same one who is mekane law. Right. The same one who is mekane law has to be the one who is mashke. The mayim, if the husband died already, then you don't say zochen the adam shlei befonov. The bezin can't do the hashkos hasaita without the husband being present. Yeah. But this is a chiddush. It's an interesting lashon v'nitma. It's a very strange lashon. Usually tuma means you touch it, you go to a funeral, you become tuma. What's why lashon is over here v'nitma? Why does it mean znus? That's the shalat. Why does it mean znus? So the Avnei Nezer has a very fascinating comment. He quotes a Kuzari. The Kuzari, the story of the Kuzari was that there was a non-Jewish king. It's supposed to be a true story. That before the Russian government was established, there used to be a Malchus HaKuzarim there somewhere in Russia. Archaeologists were discovering Central Asia. So they discovered some artifacts from that period in history. So the story goes that the Melech HaKuzarim was an Oved Avodah Zarah and had a recurrent dream. Kavanoscha Ritzuya, Aval Masecha Einem Ritzuyim. You're very devout, sincere Oved Elokim, but he's worshipping Avodah Zarah. He should pick the correct religion. Kavanoscha Ritzuya, you're doing L'Shem Shamayim, your religious tendencies, but Aval Masecha Einem Ritzuyim, you're worshipping Avodah Zarah. So he kept on having the same dream. So he figured he better investigate the other religions that are around. What could possibly be a more correct religion than the Avodah Zarah that he had? So he invited a Christian and a Muslim. He didn't have in mind at all to invite a representative of the Jewish religion, because the Jewish people were so downtrodden, so no one thought that Judaism would be the true religion. The two big religions at that time were Christianity and Islam. But then the last minute he decided to invite a rabbi also. So he invites a chaver. And then they start presenting their religions. So the Melech HaKuzarim realizes that the Christianity and Islam, everything is based on Judaism. So he says he wants to hear from the rabbi. What is Judaism all about? So he starts telling Magans Meisa, Avraham Yitzchak Yankem Moshe Rabbeinu Maimon Hasina Aganse Geshichte. So he fell in love with the Jewish religion, and he converted. Then he got the cabinet to convert. Then he got all the people to convert. And then the Jewish community in Spain used to send representatives, Rabbanim, to the Melech HaKuzarim, to these Kuzarim, to teach them Torah. And they used to correspond. They sent letters to them. So in the Sefer HaKuzari by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, it's a historical novel. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi wasn't there. He just knows Baal Peh, what the story is all about. He wasn't there. So he's imagining how the conversation probably went. So he has that the chaver, the rabbi, is presenting Yiddishkeit, and the melech is carrying on a conversation back and forth. So then the melech HaKuzarim, the goy, before he converts, the goy asks the chaver, the rabbi, but I read in your Bible that when a person is tamei, he always has to go to mikveh. How come nobody goes to mikveh? When you go to a funeral, nobody goes to the mikveh. When you touch a dead mouse, when you touch all these dead things, nobody goes to the mikveh. What happened? I thought you'd tell me that you're religious, you follow everything that it says in the Bible. So the chaver, the rabbi, explains to him, tumah v'tare, the whole union of tumah, is a tare to the sasri with kedusha. If you want to go into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be tohar. You want to eat karbonis, you want to be makar of karbonis, you want to eat truma, you want to eat maaseh sheni, want to do something that has to do with Kedusha, the Tumah Kedusha is a contradiction. You have to be Torah. But in the Sena HaRabim, he says, we live so far, we live in Asia. He said, we live so far away from the Beis HaMikdash, no one's talking about eating any karbanos, no one's talking about eating any Maaseh Sheni, there's no Truma to eat, there's no Beis HaMikdash. So the whole issue of Tumah V'Tahara is irrelevant. That's why we never go to Mikveh. So then he asked, how come you tell me that your wife has to go to Mikveh? He just gave me a whole explanation why you don't have to go to Mikveh. He says, no, the women going to Mikveh has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara, that has to do with Issa Behet. Show you. So the Avnei Nezer quotes this section from the Kuzari, that the whole idea of Tumah means that it makes a tie to the Sasri, it's a contradiction to Kedusha. So he said, that's why the Chumash uses Aloshin V'nitmo, 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 by the Eshes Eshes Insa, because we call marriage Kedushin. Means that there's an element of Kedusha. So the Gemara says in Kedushin that Hariat Mekudesh is a Lishna Derabbanan. It's not a biblical expression. If we would speak only in biblical Hebrew, we would say Hariat Ishti, Hariat Arisasi, Hariat Nisuasi, Hariat Negdasi, Talasi. You would use some other Lashon, a biblical expression. You wouldn't say Hariat Mekudesh. The whole expression, the woman is Mekudesh, Asura Akula Bal Asura, Akuli Alma Kehegdish, the whole Lashon is a Melitza which was invented by the rabbis. So the Avnei Nezer says, yeah, it's a Lishna Derabbana, but the concept is a concept deraisa. That when a couple gets married, there is an element of Kedusha that's there. So when the woman is Mizane, and she makes it Asur Al Baila, that's Poigame in the Kedusha of the marriage. And that's why the Chumash uses the Lashon V'nitma, because Tum is always tied to the Sasir with Kedusha. And what does it mean? When the woman is Mizana, it's not some, let's say, a man marries a Mamzeris, or a Mamzer marries a Yisraelis. So the marriage is 100% marriage, absolutely 100% marriage, but he has to give her a get, because they're not allowed to live together. A Koyah marries a Grusha, a Kangoro marries an Almana. The marriage is a full 100% marriage, but he's not allowed to live together, so he has to give the woman a get. But if the man is living with his wife and she's Mizana, so the pasuk says, V'nitmo, the ishus is incomplete. The ishus is broken. So the whole din that the Yavam does Yibum, the Yavam has to do Yibum Machalitza. The Yibum is like the husband living with the wife. So when the husband dies, leaving no children, so the ishus goes over to the Yavam. The husband didn't have an ishus that had a Hetel Abayla. So the Yavam is not going to have a Zika that's going to have a Hetel Yavam. The husband, when the wife was Mizana Tachas Baila, if the husband wants to give it of his wife, he has to give her a get. Means that the ishus that the husband had only had an iser, the ishus only had a half ishus. Usually ishus has two parts to it. The woman is Asura Kuli Alma and she's Muteris Labaila. So here the ishus of a Saita only has the Isura Kuli Alma, doesn't have the Heta Labaila. So therefore when the husband dies and the ishus goes over to the Yavam is only going to have a partial Zika. He's not going to have a full Zika. So that's what the Mishnah means to say. He's not allowed to do Yibum because the ishus of the husband that his Zika is coming from was an incomplete ishus. Ishus of the husband who died didn't contain a Heta Labal, so the Zika is not going to contain a Heta Liyavam. But the ishus of the husband had an Isra Kuli Alma, so that's why she needs Chalitza to be Matar Halikuli Alma. So this the Gemara is going to say either based on Psukim or based on a svara. That's going to be a Gemara later on Davov to explain the last line in the Mishnah. But it's a chiddush. Meis choletzes v'lo mis yabemis. Even though the isa seital pipasha should only be to the bal and to the boyal, so the Mishnah says no. The isa seita carries over to the yavam as well. Yes, she can marry anybody she wants.
Even his brother.
No, if the husband dies and left no children, if the husband divorces her, so it's Eishah Sochiv. If he dies, no, even a Soita Sofik is not allowed to do Yibum. Soita Vadai, certainly not. That's what some Rishonim, the Rabbi is of the opinion. If it's a Soita Vadai, you don't even need Chalitza. That we don't pass him like that. We pass him both by Soita Sofik and by Soita Vadai the same. Choletza is for Lomis Yabemis.
Why
chaletz?
There's no
Zika
at all between the husband and the...
Oh, so the answer is not that there's no Zika at all. The Zika is partial because the Ishus was partial. Normally, Ishus has two parts to it. Yisra Akuli Alma and Heta Labal. And here, when the woman is Mizana Tachas Baila, So the husband has to give her a get. If he doesn't give a get, she'll remain an Eishes Ish. So the Ishes that the husband has with the wife who's a Saita is a half Ishes. It only contains the Isser HaKuli Alma. It doesn't contain a Heta Labal. So that's why when the husband dies and the Zika, the Ishes, the partial Ishes between the Yavama and the Yavam is carried over from the Ishes that the husband had, so that Zika is going to be only a partial Zika. It'll only contain an Isra Kuli Alma for which you need Chalitza, and it won't contain a Heta Liyavam.
If two brothers are married to two sisters, and the husband one dies, but then wife number two dies, so once she dies, she can marry her.
No. So the Mishnah says that Klal, call Yavama, Shein Ani Kareba B'Shas Nefila, Yavama Yavaleh, if at the time that the first husband died, there was no din of Zika because she was an erva, she was Achas Ishtai, even though later on the wife of the second husband dies, and Achas Ishtai Lachamisas Ishtai is mutter, because it says you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister Litzvar Oleha Bechayeha when the wife is still alive. Once the wife dies, you're allowed to. We have many cases like that.
And if you married the sister before you did the Chalitza, or if the Kohen Gadol became the Kohen Gadol after the death of the brother.
So initially you had Zika of the requiring Yibum,
and then you created a situation where you shouldn't even
do
Zika.
Let's see. My brother dies, and I'm supposed to do Yibum or Chalitza. And then they appoint me as the Kohen Gadol. So I can't do Yibum? I have to do Chalitza, I can't do Yibum. The other case was that what? My brother dies, and then I go and I marry her sister. So now that's called an erva lacha nefila. Nefila is when the first brother died, and the yavama is nofelis lefanai liyibum. So if I marry her sister, the Mishnah says I'm not allowed to marry her sister for one reason or another. The Gemara hadesa Mishnah and yavamas. So the Gemara gives a big machlekes. Why is it forbidden to marry achos zikukasa? So one opinion is it's a little bit like achos ishtoi. Since yesh zikos, it's considered to a certain extent I'm married to the yavama. So just like I'm not allowed to marry my wife's sister here, this woman is also my partial wife. So it's achos zikukasa, it's an iser achos ishta. And the other reason the Gemara gives, no, ain zika. That zika is not so strong that it should be like ishus, that it's an iser.
You need a get for a get for a zika.
No, a get doesn't help. A get doesn't help. Let's say my brother dies, and the yavama, the alman is a kuka to me. So a get does not help. You need dafka chalitza. A get wouldn't even help. A get is only good by an eshesid, by my wife. Chalitza doesn't work. Let's say a man doesn't get along with his wife and wants to divorce her, so he'll do chalitza. Chalitza does not help. You need dafka get. And by yavama, you need dafka chalitza. A get doesn't help by yavama, and chalitza doesn't help by an eshesish. Each case needs its own. Each ishes needs its own.
I believe that he once explained the union of Tumah in connection with Kiyapulay Lechodovar. Is that my right?
The
over there you have a Tumah, so explain this is not this kind of a Tumah.
The Pasuk says, Kiyapulayim Chodovar Amishpo, when there's a machlekes among the Rabbanim and they can't come to a conclusion, so you have to go to the Bez Nagar, whatever they pass in his binding. So the Pasuk gives three examples. Bein dam le dam, bein din le din, and bein nega le nega. So the Vilna Goen is quoted as having in Aderes Eliyahu on Chumash. So he says, "Kan kill hatara kol gimel chelke hatara." There are three areas of halacha. Bein dam le dam is isa veheter, whether the woman is asur al bayil or not. Bein din le din is dinim amenis. Bein nega le nega, nega tzaras is tuma v'tara.
Different.
So kol hatara kula falls under one category or the other. These are the three categories. There's isa veheter, and there's dinim amenis, and there's tuma v'tara. So the Vilna Goen says that nida, bein dam le dam, dam nida, doesn't fall under Tumah V'Tahara. It has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara. It's an issue of Issa V'Hetah. That's what the Kuzari writes. The Kuzari says, we don't go to mikveh because the whole issue of Tumah V'Tahara is irrelevant. So the Melech asked the Chaver, so why do the women have to go to mikveh every month? So he says, no, that's Issa V'Hetah. That has nothing to do with Tumah V'Tahara.
That's why you explained it.
Right, that's why Rabbi Yosef Engel puts the two together. He says, there is tumah. A nida happens to be an av hatumah, but the reason why she's asura to the husband is unrelated to the tumah. There are cases where there will be tumah, she'll be materis labayla. A case which is asur labayla, and there's no tumah. They're not necessarily totally zeb zeb. So getting back again to your case, you wanted to know, let's say my brother died, and he leaves no children, and then I go ahead and I want to marry the sister of the Yevamah. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to. So the Gemara gives two explanations why you're not allowed to. So one explanation is, if you hold Yesh Zika, that Zika is like Ishus, so Achos Zikukosoi is considered Achos Ishtoi. Many Rishonim say that it's only Midirabbanon. This din, that Achos Zikukosoi is like Achos Ishtoi, that's only Midirabbanon. The other opinion in the Gemara is no, ain't Zika. Achos Zikukosoi, there's no Issa like Achos Ishtoi, but you're not allowed to marry the sister because you'll be Mevatl Mitzvah Yevamin. Like this, there's a mitzvah you should either do Yibum or Chalitza. If I go ahead and I marry the sister of the Yevama, so she just became an Erva. She becomes an Erva. There's no Chalitza, there's no Yibum, there's nothing. My brother died already. I have a mitzvah either to perform Yibum or Chalitza. Then I go ahead and I do a gimmick. I marry the sister of the Yevama. Now she becomes Oizukuka. There's no longer any Zika at all. So the Gemara said, that's not permissible. That's called Mevatl Mitzvah Yevama. This is quote a chumra from Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid from the Sefer Hasidim, that two brothers are not allowed to marry two sisters. Why? Because if one brother will die, so there won't be any Yibum HaChalitza. So if your two brothers marry two sisters, it's Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamin.
But we do.
So Taisa says against all the Mishnayos. Of course we do. Lamaisa, there are quite a few couples that we know of where you have two brothers married two sisters, Het HaGomer. So Taisa says, that's not called Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamin. Mevatel Mitzvah Yevamin is over here. My brother died already, and I have a Chiyuv. He died already and have a chiv to do Yibum Machalitza. Then I go and I marry the sister of the Yivama. Then I'm a vatla mitzvah that I'm a chivin already. But two brothers married two sisters, we hope no one's going to die. They should all have children. There won't be any issue of Yibum Machalitza at all. That's episode funny from Sefer Hasidim. You have all kinds of strange things.
Well, so you want to say in Yivama something about Ziku requires a get.
There are cases where a skuka needs a get and chalitza. If he gave Mimer, if the Yavam was Mekadosh B'Mimer, then you need a get l'mamoroi, and you need Chalitza l'zikosa, Mishnayos. Yeah.
Is the Mishnah mean literally that if he says Al-Tadabri and she's Mistara, she becomes a Sofah?
No. Al-Tadabri is not called a Hasro. He has to imply, I'm Cheshed your business. Altistery Mishplan. Altadabri is nothing. Yes, Altistery Mishplan.
The Adam would have to know that.
Yeah. They have to know that it's Choshed her business. So first, the Gemara goes into a discussion of the Seder of the Mesichtis in Noshim. So the Gemara says, Nichti Tanami Nazir Salek, the previous Mesichta in this volume is Nazir, the first here, my Gemara. First is in Dorm, then comes Nazir, then comes Saita. So Gemara wants to know, what's the connection? Michdi Tana mi Nazir Salik, the last Mesicht is Nazir. My Tana, what does it say there in Nazir? The Katana Saita. What does it say there in Masechas Nazir that the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saw fit to put Saita right after that? Everything more kid the Rebbe. We have a vort from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the Tanya, Rabbi Yomer, in Chumash, in Parshas Nasai. These two are one next to each other. First comes Parsha of Saita. Right after Saita comes Nazir. So Rebbe explains the smichas ha-parshas. Tanya, Rebbe, I'm a lomen this smicha parshas Nazir, the parshas Saita. How come in Chumash, the parsha of Nazir follows immediately after the parsha of Saita to teach you, loy malach, shekola roya, Saita bikilkula, yazir atzma min ayayin. If you live in a generation where there's preetzes, under normal conditions, we would not encourage people to take a net in the zeros. They should abstain from drinking wine. Why should you abstain from drinking wine? How are you going to make Kiddush and Abdullah? How are you going to drink abricots? You're just looking for trouble. If you make life too difficult, you make too many chumras, so everything's going to fall apart. You have to lead a normal life. The Gemara says that a nazir is nikra chayte, because al shatzir atzmim and ayayin. It's not proper. But if a person lives in a generation where there's preetzes going on, preetzes in Gilei Arayis, so a lot of times the preetzes stems from the fact that people drink. They drink and they become lightheaded and then they sin. So Arayis Sota B'Kilkula, if you see in your generation that there's a lot of preetzes, then we recommend you should dafke yazer atzmim ayayin. You shouldn't go b'derech hamamutza. That's how the Rambam writes. A person should always go b'derech hamamutza. Should never be You should never be too extreme. There are some people always drinking, always shikaring all day and all night. They're always drinking, always eating. Other people, they never drink at all. So the Rambam says, you go in the middle of the road. You drink a little bit once in a while. You drink a little bit. So,
but Haraya, I believe about Kiddush and Avdullah. I think it says here something about Kiddush and Avdullah.
That's a Nazir.
Yeah.
The beginning of Nazir, there's a Girs in the Gemara that says that a Nazir is permitted to drink Yen Kiddush Avdullah. So Taisa says it can't be. The Taisa says that it's to be read B'tmiyah. You mean to think? You mean to say that the Nazir is allowed to drink Kiddush and Avdol? Of course he's not allowed to. That's the Gemara, the beginning of Nazir. Yeah. So here the Gemara quotes Rebbe. Rabbi Yonasi says, what's the smichas of Parshis and the Chumash? How come Parshis Nazir follows immediately after Parshis Soito? Although normally we would never recommend that a person should do things in an extreme, should always go by Derech HaMamutza. But if you live in a generation where this preaches, Haroi Soito B'Kilkula, he sees a woman who's suffering, she drank the maimamar, nebuch, she's sick, she's going to die. So this should shake us all up. Look, the woman was mezana, so we better not do that. We can lose our lives also. Then you should do things in extreme. We live in a generation where there's so much sheker going on, so we should be machmer and the emes. We live where there's so much geneva going on, unbelievable geneva going on, so we should always be machmer. Even things that are mutter, we should bend over the other direction. Whenever you live in a generation where there's a weakness in a certain area, so that's what the Gemara says, you have to bend over backwards in the other direction. So the Gemara explains, just like in the Chumash, Nazir and Saita are next to each other. So in the Mishnah, it's also Nazir and Saita are next to each other. Freg the Gemara, but it's not the same. In the Chumash, first you have Saita, then you have Nazir. And here's the Chfakir, first you have Nazir, then you have Saita. Freg the Gemara, the listening Saita, V'hada listening Nazir. Let the Tana first have Masecha Saita, and only afterwards V'hada listening Nazir. Then you should have Mishnayis Nazir. And for the Gemara, no. Ksubis is all about Nisuin. Kiddushin, when a couple gets married, you have Erisin and you have Nisuin. So Masecha is Kiddushin. Kiddushin is Erisin. When he gives the ring, he says, Ariya Mukadesh, that's Erisin, that's Kiddushin. Then when they stand under the canopy and have the Yichud, that's called the Nisuin. So Maseches Ksubis, he gives all the details of Nisuin. What are the Shibudim? What are the reciprocal obligations? The husband has Shibudim to the wife. Wife has Shibudim to the husband. All of these Shibudim begin after the Nisuin. So that's what the Gemara explains. I did a Tana Ksubis. First, the Mishnah has to have Maseches Ksubis. That's what Noshim is all about. Say the Noshim all about marriage and the responsibilities and the obligations, the reciprocal obligations in marriage. So first, the Mishnah has to, I did a Tana Ksubis, the Tana, in the middle of Ksubis, towards the end of Ksubis, there's a perek that's called Hamadir. The husband is a Meshuganis, and he makes a neder, he's not going to give his wife any Hanoh. He's not going to get any Hanoh from his wife. So he's ruining the marriage. They can't live together. So the Mishnah is, deal with it. How do you deal with a husband who makes such a neder? Okay. Or if the wife makes such a crazy neder, making it impossible to live with a husband. So first you want to have Maseches Ksubis. And in Ksubis Vitana Hamadir, and there's a perek towards the end of Ksubis Hamadir, someone took a neder, husband and the wife, and it's making life impossible, ruining the marriage, Satan and the Dorim. Because you have perek Hamadir in Ksubis, So Agab, that perek Hamadir, so Rabbi Yudah Nasi put the home sicht in the Dorim. By the Tana in the Dorim, after you have the Dorim, so the next common sense dictates the next Mesichta should be Tana Nazir, Yamasechas Nazir. Why? The Domil in the Dorim. It's Eichet HaNeder. There's a Neder not to eat potato chips, and then there's a Nazirus not to drink wine. So that's why you have Masechas Nazir. And then, Uktani Saita Kidi Rabbi. Then we have Masecha Saita because these two are connected. Aroi Saita B'Kelkula, Yazarat M'Menayan. True, in Chumash, it's the opposite order. First you have Parsha Saita. The one who sees a Saita B'Kelkula should take a neder not to be a nozer, not to drink. But in the Mishnais, he can't have it in the reverse order because it goes in a logical order. First you have Ksubis and Perek HaMadir in the end of Ksubis. Then you have Nedarm, then you have Nazir, and then you have the Saita. Then the Gemara comments on the Loshon of the Mishnah. Hamekane le'ishtoi. Sounds like b'di'evit. If a man warned his wife, altistri mishplaini, and then he wants to have a drink, the Mai Mamar in the Beis HaMikdash, so what part requires two edim, and what part is sufficient eid echad? Do you need two edim for the kinui, for the stira? How much do you need? Why is it only right Hamekane b'di'eved en l'chatchila loy? It sounds a little bit from the Mishnah that the Mishnah is taking a stand. The Gemara is going to have a machlokes hatanoim on the next daf. The Gemara has on Gimel Amud Aleph. There's a three-way. There's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, with three different cases, three different psukim in the Chumash. How do you translate the psukim? Whether the pasuk is a rishus or the pasuk is a chayva. So two of them are more famous. One of them is a kohen is not in the beginning of Parshas Emor. Says a kohen is not permitted to be metame l'meisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. And if it's a sister of the kohen is one of the seven relatives, then it says lo yitamo to the sister, to her, he's allowed to be metame. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus. He's permitted to attend the funeral of the sister or the other seven relatives. He's permitted to. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. And we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon, we pass like Rabbi Akiva. Lo yitam is a chayva. Even if the kohen doesn't want to, he's mechuyev. Metamen osa bal karchoy. You force the kohen to attend your funeral, because that's the kavod ameis. The kohen has to show, even though he's a kohen, he's metame, he violates the kedushas kuna out of respect for the meis. So that's the one pasuk that there's machalek to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, where the lo yitam is a rishus, lo yitam is a chayva. Then you have the other pasuk, is also a famous one. It says, if you have an Eved Ivri, so you have to let the Eved Ivri go free at the end of Sheish, or when it comes Yovel, when it comes Yom Kippur of Yovel. What if you have an Eved Knaini? So there's no din that you have to let him go free after 6 years, and there's no din that he goes free with Yom Kippur Shol Yovel. He goes free B'Shem V'Yayin. That's a different din. An Eved Ivri doesn't go free B'Shem V'Yayin. If you knocked out Shem V'Yayin, the Eved Knaini goes free. The Eved Ivri doesn't go free. So the pasuk says, if you have an Eved Knaini, that's on the top of a Gimel Amud Beis, six lines on the top. So the pasuk says, in the end of Vayikra, Le'olam Bohem Tavoidu. You can keep the Eved Knaini forever. You never have to let him go free, not at the end of Sheish, and not when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivu. So there's Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, what does that mean? So Rabbi Shmuel says, it's a Rishus. If you want to, you can keep the Eved Knaini, you don't have to set him free. If you want him set him free, because that's a hate, that's your Esek. If you have a lot of money and you want to stand on the corner and give out dollar bills, $2 bill, whatever, gizantei. You want to give away all your money, that's fine. So if you want to free your Rabbi Knaini, gizantei. And Rabbi Kiva says no, and we pass like Rabbi Kiva. Hamashachar avdoi over the essay. The pasuk says, le'olamem tavoi, there's a chayfa. Not to be understood as a rishus. If you want to, you never have to set him free. You may keep him as an Eved Knaini liol. No, it means you're mechuyev to. You're not allowed to set free an Eved Knaini. And the third parsha, with the third pasuk, with this machlekes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, is over here. Vavra alav roch kino, the kina is ishtoi.
The Gemara is asking about the eved or the katchile. I can actually say Gemara could have asked, why do you start to hold dinim in the middle? You don't know anything about gerishin. You don't know anything about get. You don't know about anything at all. And you start out as Hamakanei.
But that's how it is in the Chumash. The parsha of Kiddushin and Kiddushin and Gerishin is in Dvarim. And this is in Nosai.
But the kasha of Sigimura is because it is Bedieva. Bedieva is not the main problem.
What you're asking is another question. We don't know yet what the Gitmi Kiddushin is. How can we talk about a site? Okay. That's another question, but that's the way it is in the Chumash.
Yeah.
In the Chumash, the Saita comes in Nasa, and the Kiddushin and Gerishin is all the way in the middle of Chumash Dvar. So the Gemara just says the three cases, the three psukim, with the machlegs are Rikiri Rabbi Shmo. So the third pasuk is Vavra al Abruakino, Vikine is Ishtoi. So Rabbi Akiva holds Chayva. If the husband is Chayshid, the husband thinks there's something wrong going on. Sometimes the husband is just a Meshugan, paranoid. He has Chalaimus. I remember once there was a couple lived down the block from us. So the husband went to Rabbi Lipschitz. He's chayshed his wife. They just got married in the first week. And Shivas Yimei Mishta, he's chayshed his wife is nus. Why? Because there's a jacket. There's a man's jacket hanging in the closet. Whose jacket is it? So she said, "It's your jacket, Meshugan. It's your jacket." Mamish at Sedreita Meshugan. Unbelievable. So I remember I was on vacation in Eretz Yisrael with my wife. He came back, so Rabbi Lifshitz called me up. I have to come to his home. So he says, this couple lived down the block from me. They lived on Ben and Avenue. So he said, he stuck me. It's my responsibility to see to it that they get divorced. Because the wife is never suffering. It took us a long time. till the husband gave a get. I'm a shugana. So a lot of times the husband's just chayshid biznus, he's crazy, he's paranoid. But if the husband is stable and he has a raglaim ledover to be chayshid, so then it's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says, so Rabbi Kiva holds, overall, a ruach kinim a kinis ishta is one of the taryag mitzvahs. He should be masra be ishta. He's mechuyiv to. It's a mitzvah. And Rabbi Yishmol holds that it's a rishus. It's not a mitzvah. That's what Tosfos asked the question. The Medrash, the Gemara says that there are 613 mitzvahs. So if Rabbi Yishmol takes out these three mitzvahs, he takes out lo yitama, he takes out lo elamam tavoidu, and he takes out vikinis ishtoi, so he only has 610. Or he has 613, Rabbi Akiva has 616. Somebody has, either someone is missing three mitzvahs, somebody has three mitzvahs extra.
Then it's just, you picked up three there.
Now,
instead of being one mitzvah,
you
made it to four.
Right, so the Rishonim say.
Shushus could still be in the Minyan mitzvah.
Could be. Possibility. Right, so the Rishonim say, like he said, the Rishonim say, according to the Tanaim who are going to delete these three mitzvahs, so there must be another three mitzvahs, like you have the many machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramban. What counts as a mitzvah, what doesn't count? So the Ramban deletes quite a few mitzvahs essay from the Rambam's listing, and quite a few mitzvahs lois essay from the Rambam's listing. So he has to replace them with others. He has a list of mitzvahs to replace the 16, 17 that he deleted from the Essen, and the 17, 18 that he deleted from the Lavin. So here also, Mistamer Rabbi Shmuel will replace these three mitzvahs with three other mitzvahs. So one of the Gedolim has this Charifus, that there's a Mishnah in Menaches where there's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Achachamim, when you have to have tzitzis in all the four corners of the Beged, are these four mitzvahs, or are they one mitzvah? What's the Shaila? If you have a tzitzis in one corner, do you say the Dalet Tzitzis HaMa'akfin Zezeh? I mean, it's one mitzvah. Either you have all four, or you have zero. You don't have any mitzvah at all. But he say, no. Each corner is another mitzvah. If you have in one corner, you have a mitzvah. If you have in two corners, you have two mitzvahs. So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that the Dalet Tzitzis and the Dalet Kamfes HaBeged are not Mi'akfim Zezeh. So one of the Gedolim says such a Charifus. The Rabbi Shmuel the Shittasa just added on another three mitzvahs. You have to have tzitzis in all the four corners. So these are four mitzvahs. And Rabbi Kiva would count it only as one mitzvah. So the latest Svarim write that that's a joke, that that's a mistake. Let's say there's a mitzvah to put a mezuzah on the door. And what if you have an apartment that has 20 doors? So it's 20 mitzvahs in the minyan are mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah to put a mezuzah on every door. If you happen to have 20 doors, so you fulfill the mitzvah 20 times. Rabbi Shmuel holds that putting a tzitzit in each corner is a mitzvah. There are four mitzvahs? No. There's a mitzvah to put tzitzis in each corner. They're not me'akim zezeh. So if you did in one corner, you have one mitzvah. You did in two corners, you have repeated the same mitzvah twice. Not that it's counted in minyan mitzvahs as four mitzvahs. The northeastern corner of the Beged, and the southeastern corner of the Beged, and the northwestern corner of the Beged. What do you mean? It's a mitzvah to put tzitzis in each corner. That's what the Ksav Sefer discusses. He says this Charifus, one of the Gedolim came up with this. The Yad David has this. Rab David is inside. He came up with this Charifus, that the Rabbi Shmuel holds l'shitasa, the Dalet Tzitzios are not me'akvim zezeh, so it's Dalet mitzvahs. So the Ksav Sefer writes, it's a mistake. It's the same mitzvah repeated four times. It doesn't count.
So where did he pick up
the You fish in the Rambam and the Ramban. There's so many mitzvahs that are moving around there. We don't know exactly how many, what's counted, what's not counted. So the Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel also had such a plukta.
The idea that 613 is based on the Maimon Chazal.
That's the first comment that the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, like Hakol Tadav Mazel. He said, this Maimah has such Mazel, 613 mitzvahs. The Goinim wrote Sifrei HaMitzvahs, and the Rambam wrote, and the Sefer HaChinuch, and so many Svarim were written. He said, who says that it's so muskam? Who says that everybody agrees that there's 613 mitzvahs?
No machlokas in the Gemara and Makkos.
The Gemara never quotes anyone who disagrees. Right, so that's what the Ramban says. Apparently, all of the Gaonim, all the Rishonim, they all assume that this is muskam. But he's a little surprised. He says he's not so convinced that it's L'chol HaDei 613. Maybe there are many opinions in the Amoraim who would say more or less. Bezok, that it has to be 613. But that's what he said, that's what the Rishonim assume. That everybody agrees that it's only 613. So that's how the Gemara begins now in the Diuk in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says, Hamekane le'ishtoi, sounds like b'di'evet. He doesn't say, Mekanen le'isha bifnei shnayim. He says, Hamekane le'ishtoi b'di'evet. So it sounds like the Tana, who holds that it's not a mitzvah l'kanas, osa l'kanas. It's not really right. It's not really right. You're going to start up with your wife. You're going to ruin the shalom bais. You should speak to her benachas. Don't warn her right away. Al tistri and mishplaini. Speak benachas instead of giving a hasra. There are three opinions the Gemara is going to say. One opinion is that it's a chayva. There's a mitzvah, one of the tariyag mitzvahs. One opinion it's a rishus, and one opinion also l'kanas. So that's what the Gemara says. The lashon of the Mishnah, mekane b'di'evet al chatchila loy, gesava tana didan, our tana seems to hold, osa lakana. So it says, look on Gimel Amad Aleph, on the next daf, the Gemara is going to quote the three opinions. Osir, or Rishus, or Mitzvah. Then the Gemara continues, Amrab Shmuel Barab Yitzchak, ki avi pasach Reish Lakish b'saita, when Reish Lakish gave shir to the Talmidim, ha-mishnai y'saita, omahachi, he used to start off by saying, how did the fellow get to marry this girl in the first place? Who read the shidduch over here? They get at the shidduch. He married a girl and she's a soita, she's a zanatachas baila. How did this happen? He used to say, if the wife is a marshas, then there must be something wrong with the husband also, because min hashamayim, all the shidduchim are min hashamayim, and it must be that they match. Huh? Okay. The Gemara is going to say that every rule has an exception to the rule. So the Gemara says, why Shenema, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow such a thing to happen. The husband is a tzaddik and is going to marry a girl who is a marshas, who is mezana tachas baila. Must be there's something wrong with their husband. The Pasuk says, until him, ki lo yanuch shevet haresha, a girl ha-tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't allow that a tzaddik should be nichshal, he should marry a marshas. Okay. Then the Gemara has a discussion. What do you mean? The zivugim amin hashamayim? Exactly. In what sense? Amar Rabba Babachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, the kashim lezavgam kriyas yamsuf. It's difficult to match together a boy and a girl, just like kriyas yamsuf. What's exactly the mashal of kriyas yamsuf? There are different shenemar. He quotes a pasuk that tered shidduch is difficult like Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the pasuk that he quotes, it doesn't say Kriyas Yamsuf, it just says Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elikim Moishiv Yechidim Boiser. Baruch Shalom takes a girl who is a Yechid and a boy is a Yochid all by themselves, and he has them live together. Boiser. Elikim Moishiv Yechidim. He takes the singles and he gets them to marry each other. And this is comparable to Moitzi Asirim when the Baruch Shalom took out the prisoners. The Jewish people were enslaved and like prisoners in Mitzrayim. Bikoy Shoris. The Baruch Shalom took out Yitzias Mitzrayim was the best season of the year. It was springtime, the weather was nice, there was no rain, it was beautiful. Bikoy Shoris means the best season of the year. So the Gemara says, you see, they're reading a shidduch. The Baruch Shalom reads a sees to it that that shidduchim occur is compared to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do they pick on this aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Kriyas Yamsuf? So different Mefarshim say that the Yamsuf is really together and you're separating. And over here, taking separate people and joining them together.
The Midas Hadin and the Midas Harachmin have to be employed together.
Some kind of a special connection between a shidduch with a. So how does that apply to the shidduch?
It makes a shidduch. Sometimes someone has to die for this person to marry that one. Well, if it's parnasa, someone's death brings parnasa to somebody else. So in one case it's midas adin, in
another
case
midas
ranu. I think
that's okay. So somehow the Gemara makes a tushdom, not stam to Yitzias Mitzrayim, specifically to one aspect of the Yitzrayim, to Kriyas Yams. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Akasha eini, that's not true. How can you say that it's so difficult? Kasha lezavgim ke Kriyas Yams. How can you say that? Reg the Gemara v'ham Rav Yura Marav. We have a tradition. When a woman has a pregnancy, so after 40 days, the first 40 days, the Gemara calls it Maya Bialma. There's no vlad. After the 40 days, 42 days, 43 days, it's never less than 40 days. It's always a little bit more than 40 days. That's called Yitziris Avlad. Let's say a woman has a miscarriage. So she has a miscarriage before 40 days, so she'll have a lot of dam come out. She'll be a nida. She has a miscarriage after 40 days, so then she becomes a yoledes, even though it comes out watery. She has a tumas yoledes, and you don't know if it's a zohar nekevus. You go to chumrah. You go luchuman, she has to bring a carbon yoledes, even though it was an eifel. She has to bring a carbon yoledes. Woman has a miscarriage before 40 days, and the next baby will have pidyon haben. She has a miscarriage after 40 days, the next baby will not have pidyon haben, because this was a vlad after 40 days. So here he says, Abroim Yom Kodim Tziras Avlad. When is Abroim Yom Kodim Tziras? That's the beginning of the pregnancy. After 40 days into the pregnancy, that's called the Tziras Avlad. 40 days before means when the pregnancy began. So it's already, a baskol comes out from heaven. Abroim Yom Kodim Tziras Avlad. From the very outset of the pregnancy, there's a baskol comes out. Baskol Yotzei V'Meris Bas Ploni L'Ploni. This girl is going to marry this person, Bais Ploni L'Ploni, and this person is going to get this house. Min HaShemayim, the Geuzer, before a baby is born, 9 months before he's born, from the first day of conception, the Geuzer, which house he's going to have, and which girl he's going to marry, and which field is going to be his. Sada Ploni L'Ploni. So what's the kasha? So the Gemara asks the kasha, if there's a Baskol already determined it from the first day of the pregnancy of the boy, so why is it so kosher L'Zavgem? It should go easy shmeezy. That's how the Gemara says. It should go easy. And for the Gemara, like kasha, hab zivik rishon, hab zivik sheni. So the pasha to answer the Gemara is, if it's zivik rishon, so then it goes easy, then it's not going to be kasha lezavgim. If it's zivik sheni, so then it's kasha lezavgim. That's a simple pshat. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara. How can we find all these singles and it's so difficult for them to find the shidduch? So the Meiri over here says, he thinks that Zivig Rishon, Zivig Sheni does mean the first marriage and the second marriage. So Zivig Rishon means if a boy is only 13 and marries a girl is 12 years old, that's Zivig Rishon. All of us are Zivig Sheni. I got married when I was 25 years old. The girls get married, my wife was, I think, 18 or 19, whatever. That's all Zivig Sheni. Everybody is Zivig Sheni. Zivig Rishon is if they get married, a little Beibalach. So that's they don't know what to look for. Does say zivig rishon. So that's why it's a kosher lezavgim, kosher lezavgim, because everybody is a pchina zivig sheni. That's how the Miri says.
About a second marriage.
That's already zivig shlishi. That's for sure. That's for sure kosher lezavgim. Yeah.
Okay. I have a friend who was Rachmona Litzlan zivig sheni.
Yeah, Gilgulim Zabara.
So he says Lepimaso, the way he treated the first one. According to that, he gets the second one.
Okay.
Lepimaso.
Kodemat and Torah, there was a mitzvah of Piri Verivya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told on the Marishan and he told Noach after the Mabel, there was a mitzvah of Piri Verivya. The Gemara says Beferish like that. It wasn't just a bracha. It was a mitzvah, but after Matan Torah, so the Ummah Olam no longer have that mitzvah. A Piri V'Rivya, after Matan Torah, it only applies to the Klal Yisrael. So we assume that the nature of the mitzvah changed in a major fashion. The Kodem Matan Torah, the mitzvah is Peruruvu Me'il Asaris V'Chib Shua. Just, we should populate the world, that the human race should control the whole world. When it came Matan Torah, so the Rabbanu Shalom decided enough human beings. He doesn't need the billions and trillions and zillions of people. Shanginuk. So he gave the mitzvah over to Klal Yisrael Piri V'Rivya, but a whole different mitzvah. Now the mitzvah Piri V'Rivya is to have Jewish children to transmit Yiddish values to the next generation, to preserve the values of Yiddishkeit. And that's why, let's say, if a Jewish couple has children and they don't give a chinuch, they don't give a Yiddish a chinuch to the children, so they're not Yotzei Piri V'Rivya. There are parents that just keep on having one baby after the other, and the babies just run hefker. They don't give them any Yiddish Echina. So you're not Yotze the mitzvah Piri V'Rivya. Piri V'Rivya, after Matan Torah, you're only Yotze if the children are Jewish. Koda Matan Torah, the mitzvah applied to Bnei Noach. So if a Jew marries a Nochris and they have children, there's also Piri V'Rivya. After Matan Torah, you're only Yotze Piri V'Rivya if the children are Jewish and you give them a Yiddish Echina. So that's why the pasuk says about Avram Avinu, "Ki yidaiti v'lemane sheitzaveh is banav is beisach v'lelechas b'derech Hashem." Yidaiti means I love Avram Avinu. I love him. Why? Ki lemane sheitzaveh is banav is beisach v'lelechas b'derech Hashem. He's going to be mechanech his children. He's going to teach his children proper values. So that's how the Ibn Ezra says on the opening pasuk in Parshas told us. Veda told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoyleres Yitzchak. That's a repeat. It says Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoylid es Yitzchak. So the Ben Ezra says that the verb hoylid means Gidel means chinech, means Avraham Avinu educated his son Yitzchak. He didn't just do piriviriviya like Kodem Matan Torah, like the Nusim has Kodem Matan Torah. He was doing like it says Avram, Kidat Marashah Subhanu is Besach, and that's B'derech Hashem. And the same thing Yitzchak with his son Yankiv. The Medrash has it that Yankiv went to learn in the Yeshiva Hashem V'yeva for 14 years. They were Mecharach, their children, and then Yankiv was Mecharach the Shvatim. That's the Yiddish form of piriviriviya means to transmit Torah values to the next generation. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what the Pasuk says. Koyma Hashem l'sarisim asheyish miru shapsasai bocharu b'asher chafotzti machazikim b'ivrisi. The Pasuk, Dirusha Hashem b'himotso. Now have Torah for a tiny sibah from Yeshaya. So it says, Koyma Hashem l'sarisim, the people who don't have any children, so they should be careful about three things. And one of the things is, u'machazikim b'ivrisi, that they support yeshivas. Why? The Ikar Mitzvah Piriviriviya is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Hamalamid ben Chabera Torah Malal Kosov Kili Yelodai, that if a person teaches Torah to someone else's child, he has a partial fulfillment of the mitzvah of Piriviriviya. So that's the Yiddish understanding of Piriviriviya is like that. If the Matan Torah Piriviriviya means to transmit Yiddish values to the next generation.